This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Iraq, U.S.-led forces today continued their offensive against remnants of the former regime and other insurgents. In addition to artillery barrages and raids, a military spokesman says a number of airstrikes were launched in central Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
In a press conference last night, Brigadier General Mark Kimmick said U.S. forces had captured dozens of suspected insurgents while carrying out hundreds of raids and patrols in central and northern parts of the country. Kimmick also offered a virtual shopping list of the kind of weapons systems now being used on a daily basis in Iraq.
Using Army tactical missile systems, artillery, mortars, attack helicopters, fighting vehicles, and tanks, those division soldiers destroyed 15 safe houses, 3 suspected former regime loyalist training camps, and suppressed 14 mortar firing points.
Over the course of the past 24 hours, military spokesmen say U.S. warplanes dropped at least a dozen 500-pound bombs on targets in the so-called Sunni Triangle of central Iraq. One target was an athletic field said to be used for mortar attacks against U.S. troops in the town of Samarra. Last night, the military bombed that field and several targets around it with Apache helicopters, F-16 Falcon jets, and artillery. A military spokesman says he does not know whether insurgents were in the area at the time of this bombardment. Despite this aggressive strategy, U.S. forces continue to suffer casualties. 2 American soldiers were killed and 2 more were injured in 2 separate attacks yesterday. Meanwhile, U.S. civilian officials insist they have also intensified efforts to rebuild Iraq. Dan Senor is a spokesman for the U.S. administration in Baghdad.
We are at a critical stage right now in the reconstruction effort. I don't think there's been any 3 or 4 week period since the end of major combat operations you've seen more concentrated period of intense activity.
But the American occupation is still facing serious challenges in providing day-to-day services. For the second straight night, much of Baghdad has been dark, following a power failure late Sunday that left much of the center of the country without electricity. The blackout has infuriated residents of the capital. With winter on the way, Iraqi officials are warning that due to low stockpiles of fuel for heating and cooking, the country is in for an even deeper energy crisis. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.